Pretty sure this is a first for Neo Rocks. That was Priscilla with Blame here on Neo Rocks. Before that, the Moxies, Black Shadow, Teddy Boys, Area 52, and Dan Maraldi every day of the week.
But I know that it's not the first time Priscilla has been played here on 88.7 FM because our guest here in studio is actually with Bill Peters on Friday. Bill got him first, but that's all right. We're not mad at Bill. That's
cool. I'm pretty sure Bill's played you a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done shows for Bill and things like that, so we've had like an ongoing relationship with Bill.
Well, my good friend Brad Slitt, thank you so much for coming in here to studio. How you doing today, bud?
I'm good, bro.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, man. Great to see you.
And you made it to the studio okay, because like we said, you were here on Friday.
Here Friday night, yeah.
You were here, you were able to navigate all the one-way streets and everything.
Even though my GPS took me on a trip around the world, but I made it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a weird, such a landlocked place, man. You know, it's so like in the middle of nowhere. For me, I'm in Strongsville, so I'm like almost an hour away from here.
Well, thank you for coming out, and it is for a good reason.
Yeah.
A lot of people know you from Priscilla, and right now what you're doing is you're venturing out from music into film. Why don't you tell people what you've got going on?
Right. We got a movie that I wrote and directed called Running with the Angels that's it's premiering this Saturday night on the 11th, Valentine's Day weekend, at Atlas Cinema Lakeshore in Euclid. It's kind of like an autobiographical movie in a sense. Like the main sentiment around the central character is based on so much that's happened in my life in the last few years. Like I've dealt with a lot of personally depression, and I have a great deal of my family that have overdosed on drugs, killed themselves, just passed away. So I've gone through like a lot of tragedy in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And I always thought about making a documentary actually on my family. My one uncle lost all four of his children one year after another, all through different means, suicide, drugs, different things. And it was just, you know, something that affected my family in such a adverse way that, you know, people always said you should write a book or just do this or do that, because they knew I was, you know, creative and entertainment. And I always thought it'd be great to make a documentary about that. However, I didn't want to exploit my family. You know, I just, you know, I'd hear about these documentaries that won awards at, you know, Sundance or whatever. I'm like, man, you know, I got one that would knock the socks off of that thing, you know. But like I said, I didn't want to exploit my family. So as things went this past summer, I went through a funk, and I was trying to write a new Priscilla album. And that didn't quite pan out. Like I was just telling you off the air here, you know, I was so morbidly depressed. And between that and then my ADD, I just couldn't focus on anything for more than 2 minutes at a time. And just the idea of going on the road with Priscilla or doing anything, not even playing shows, was just kind of like out of the question for me. So I started writing this movie. You know, it was it started off as a letter that I told you about that I'd written to someone, and that kind of backfired. And then led to me writing down my thoughts on a lot of things, and then that turned into a screenplay. And the central story revolved around something that I'd written about fireflies, which is what I was telling you about, you know, watching fireflies out in the country. And then I wrote that into a character that was admiring the fireflies, and then I took the dark, depressing part of my life where things had kind of ended up being, and I expounded on that, and I turned the character into this guy that kind of weaves a path between depression and happiness. And there's two central characters in the film. It's basically one man's journey, and then he has a girlfriend. His girlfriend represents his happiness in the film. She's just, you know, his ray of sunshine, his ray of light, his only hope for hanging on to life, if you will. And he just lives a dark life. He's a drug addict. He's a junkie. And it just shows his dealing with depression. But basically, the heroin that the guy's addicted to in the story, it serves a purpose. It's a vehicle, you know, to take the character to the next scene, to you know, make the whole thing work out, play out as it does. But really, it's a metaphor. His addiction is based on a few friends of mine that I've had, actually one that passed away. A guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but, you know, I'll talk to you about him off the air.
Sure.
I think you may know him, actually. But, you know, he OD'd a couple years ago, And so some of the story is based loosely on things that had happened in his life. Some things are based on a cousin of mine that overdosed on heroin. And then, you know, I take elements in that story, and it relates to voiceovers that have to do with things that had happened within my family. And but basically the truth of the matter is that everyone keeps missing, and it's like it's because it's not really focused on it is you when the movie plays out, you'll understand where it goes, like the direction it goes. But the drugs in the story are a metaphor for the character's depression, really. You know, it's just a vehicle that because if you make a movie about depression, there's really nowhere for it to go. Because when you're a depressed person, you're not going out and scoring dope and doing the things this guy does to get the dope. And there's not something that conveys the action. If you're making a movie about a depressed person, you can have a guy sitting in the corner of a room, you know, with the lights off, which is what happens a hell of a lot. You know, in my case, this past summer, I went through such a morbid depression, man. I was, like I said, I was trying to record an album. I was, you know, in studios trying to do that thing. But, man, I just couldn't get it together. And I would just, you know, I'd make it through the day and just wait for the nighttime, and I'd get on my motorcycle and I'd ride. I'd ride all around Cleveland. And it's like I was telling Bill Peters here in the studio the other night, what happened when, you know, I put so many pictures up on my Facebook. I'd ride all night every night, and I'd take pictures everywhere I wanted because, like, you know, I like taking pictures, you know, on my phone. Not like I carried a camera, but with a phone, you know, with a mobile phone, with a smartphone, you can take pictures of anything, which is great. So I would ride all the time, all night, and the streets were just barren. There was no one out except for me, and I was like the only man on earth at the time is what it felt like. And it kind of it worked for me. You know what I mean? It's like because I felt so alone and isolated, and I was isolated in the streets of Cleveland. But I was in, you know, I was like, just for example, like one night I sat from the West Side Market, and I was just like, man, I remember coming here when I was a little kid. You know, this is one of those things. You know, I started taking pictures of it, and it was just, you know, places that I'd seen all my life, you know, and it was really cool. It gave me a lot of chances to like reflect on things, and I'd go home and I'd write during the day and go out at night and explore the city on my own and do those kinds of things.
Well, that's one of the things I want to get to here after. We're going to hear the title track here in just a little bit. Running with the Angels is going to be at the Atlas Cinema Lakeshore this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Right. I want to, when we come back from listening to this song, I want to talk to you about the differences between expressing yourself with music and then doing so in a film setting and what that means. So right now we're going to hear the title track, Running with the Angels, here on Neo Rocks.
Still alone, I'm out here in the cold.
Catslett and Joey D with Running with the Angels. We're talking about the Running with the Angels premiere that's going to be happening this Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Atlas Cinema Theater in Euclid. And we've got Brad here with us. And we were talking. You've done stuff with Priscilla, of course. You've done your solo stuff. And you've been writing music for a very long time. So I'm always curious when I see somebody as creative as you are and who puts himself out there like you, when you take that creativity and that expression in the one sense and you put it towards music for so long, and then you try something new, like you're trying with film, what's the difference between expressing yourself with music as opposed to something new here with film that you're encountering?
Actually, film is so much more three-dimensional, is like the way I like to call it, because you can show every aspect of yourself. With a song, you have 3-4 minutes, you know, wherever, you have a limited time space to convey a story, convey a message. And, you know, you get a lot of emotion, a lot of impact in that, you know, like your songs do. And, you know, there's so many great songs, like actually Baby Blue by Badfinger. That's just at the top of my head because Weezer, one of the trailers, because that song was like, there's a reason I used that, you know, and just there was a moment that happened, you know, things, moments in my life just, you know, they affect me right. in a way that they don't to other people, maybe because I have an artistic mind, you know, and like things just stick in my head. But like songs like that, they're just, you know, it's 3 minutes and it'll always take you back to a place, you know, and it'll take you back to a certain thought. So they can both be very powerful. And like, you know, if you think about the power of a 3-minute song that convey that much emotion, that's pretty strong. But I wasn't feeling that with my music anymore to where I could like really present that type of a thing in 3 minutes. I felt I had more to say, I guess. So by making a film, I mean, I could write a story. I actually was talking to a therapist is how this happened, because I was so depressed, you know, and she said I should write a book. And because, you know, she said my memoirs, like the stories I had were just amazing. She said, you should write a book, it could help a lot of people. And that wasn't really my thing. You know, I said, I don't know. And that's actually what gave me the inspiration to write the letter that I ended up writing to someone, was by that idea sparked it. You know, I was like, well, I got to write my thoughts down. Because my therapist kept saying, write your thoughts down, keep a journal, write a book, do something. So I started writing that bad idea, you know, with the way I went about, you know, writing it to someone. If it would have been the right person, if it would have connected, it would have been a great thing, because it was a beautiful letter. You know, everyone else that I read little bits and pieces to, like friends, female friends of mine, they're crying about it, and they said, oh my God, it's beautiful. But the person that it was intended to, you know, to speak to, just dismantled it, destroyed it. So that became, like I said, that it touched on me writing the screenplay, because I could, like, it was like I started writing about these fireflies that I had seen, and then that became a story that I wrote around. And I was like, wow, I can really flesh this out. And I realized every day that I was writing, I was getting this stuff out. I was purging it from my head, you know. So I realized, you know, if I write this as a screenplay and get it made, I could tell a story and illustrate a picture of where I'm at this point in my life. So it was a lot more three-dimensional.
When you're writing a 3-4-minute song, you know, it's like you have those boundaries, right? I can't imagine, I mean, as far as time goes, and this film is a little bit over 90 minutes, correct?
Yeah, 92 minutes.
Yeah. So I imagine the editing process had to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, you know, the guy, my producer, Tim Novotny, edited it, and it's a crazy word, edited it.
It's like brewery, try saying that word.
Yeah, right.
That's another one.
But he's amazing. He's a whiz. You know, we get together, and, you know, he's so quick at doing it. He's really, really efficient at doing that. So yeah, the editing process is tough. Like, I was amazed because it was new to me. You know, he's done it. He's been making movies for 7 years, 7 or 8 years now. And so he's like real efficient at doing that. He knows what he's doing. You know, if I'd have been sitting there, I'd be editing it for the next year, you know. But as it was, we got it done pretty quick, man. I mean, we started filming in late November, and here, you know, the movie's going to be released next week. So that's pretty good, man.
Running with the Angels at Atlas Cinemas Lakeshore in Euclid, Saturday night, 7 p.m. Before we get to the next song here, where are you going to sit on Saturday?
Where am I going to sit?
Yeah.
In the theater.
Okay. I mean, do you have a spot where you're like, you want to sit in the back, the front? Does it matter?
The owner of the place, the guy that runs the place, Gabby, he showed us like where the like the crew or the people that made the movie usually sit. I don't know, it's some aisle, like, I don't know, a third of the way up from the front of the theater or whatever. He says they usually rope that off, I guess. So I guess that's where I'll sit. I haven't put that much thought into it.
Yeah, I always wonder that. People who make movies, like, you know, and you're watching it and people are around you and it's like, all right, well, where do they sit? I don't know. I've never asked that question before.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't put that much thought into it. I'll sit in the aisle. You know, it doesn't matter to me, man. I just want people to enjoy the movie. Like you were asking me, how excited am I? I am very excited, but at the same time, it's like it's such a piece of me, and it's so personal to me, the story, you know, that it's like I told you, I've watched it many times now, and it moves me every time, especially when it gets to the end. It's just like, it's heart-wrenching, man, to the point where you know you got to choke back tears. But then I think, you know, is that just me? Because this is, you know, I can relate to what's going on with this character here. But all the other people that have seen it, you know, they've all had this, it's had the same effect on them. So I hope they're not just being my friends and you know, tell me it's great. But I mean, it is a beautiful film, but it's also a very dark movie. So I hope that I tell people bring some antidepressants along with you, because man, it's like it takes you on a dark journey. You know, it's not a happy film.
I still have a couple of questions left for you here before we wrap up, but we're gonna hear a tune by the Moxies right now. Here is Fire on Neo Rocks. The Moxies with Fire. That was a song that was handpicked here by our in-studio guest, Mr. Brad Slitt.
Personal favorite right now.
Yeah, you really like the Moxies.
I love the Moxies, dude. I was just telling man, Marco, the front man for that band, man, that kid's going to be a star, you know, 22 years old. And he's the most vibrant front man that I've ever seen on a Cleveland stage. I've seen a lot of guys wow. play, and that guy's the embodiment of talent, man, as far as I think. You know, he could play like a mother, man. He could play that guitar, man. It's a part of his body, and he can sing.
So cool.
And he's a performer, man. He's amazing, man. And his songwriting is great. And that song is just so passionate.
Eric,
just love it.
Take a note. We need to get the Moxies in studio.
Yeah,
very
you absolutely
soon.
Should, dude. You absolutely should, man. Those guys are so good.
That's been on my mind for a long time, actually.
Really? Oh, yeah, really? It's funny. We've got a wish list of bands that we're like, yeah, we need to get them. So
right.
Yeah, feel free to contribute to that if you know all think right, of cool. any. Anybody that you want us to get
sure,
in here for
yeah.
sure. Running with the Angels, Atlas Cinema Theaters, this Saturday night in Euclid, 7 p.m. Not only are you doing this, but you are involved in another film.
Yeah, Pharisee. Yeah. It's a vampire movie. It's like a Lost Boys type of throwback vampire film, rock and roll vampire film. That we just started filming that. We're doing like promo stuff and just started filming some B-roll footage for that in the last few weeks, last month or so. I'm doing that right now. That's a screenplay that I wrote, and I play the title character in that movie. So we're filming that through May. It's actually right now we have just a couple of people cast, me and the female lead, and a couple other people are cast in the film. But we're going to be having open video submission auditions for that here in the next probably the next week or two. Actually, we're putting that up on social media for people to send in their video submissions. So that's going to be a really big indie movie. It's a great script, really, you know, just action-packed. Like I said, if you're a fan of Lost Boys and things like that, which, you know, most vampire fans are, you'd be into it, man. So I'm doing that, and that's going through May. We're filming that through May. And then after we're done with that, we're going to do all the push on that. And I was telling you, Priscilla's going to be writing songs for that soundtrack. So we're going to do a tie-in where – you know, a lot of the songs on the soundtrack is an all rock and roll soundtrack. I'm going to get all the band, like, try to get the Moxies actually
nice.
To contribute some music to that. And then, you know, we're going to do a tie-in. We're going to do some concerts, Priscilla concerts to promote the film itself. So that's going to be a whole tie-in thing. You know, my director is talking about having a like a big concert with all the bands on the soundtrack the night of the premiere of the film. So that's an idea we're mulling around. That'll probably end up happening. And then also on top of that, as that's getting done too, we're doing a biker film that I also am writing the screenplay for. It's like Sons of Anarchy, you know, is like what people can relate to, like that kind of a thing where I play the leader of a biker gang. So I got a bunch of stuff, and I had some other roles offered to me over the weekend that I'm considering, you know, just looking over scripts and stuff. So, yeah, I got a lot of stuff coming my way. So I get, you know, cool. I guess it's cool to be busy, whatever, you know. Who knew, man? It's like I throw my hat in the ring for entertainment. All of a sudden, everyone wants me to be in their movie, you know. So it's good. Good feeling. Better than not be wanted, you know.
Well, on a personal level, I've got to say I'm so happy for you, and I cannot wait to see Running with the Angels. And again, for those of you listening, it is going to be this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Atlas Cinema Theater in Euclid. Where can people find all the Priscilla, Running with the Angels, Brad Slitt information online?
You know, probably the best place is Facebook. Everything's on Facebook. Just for Brad Slitt with two T's, S-L-I-T-T, on Facebook. Brad Slitt Inc. is my public page, or, you know, my personal page is Brad Slitt. You could, you know, add me on there. And then there's the Running with the Angels Facebook page, the Pharisees, spelled P-H-A-R-I-S-E-E-E. Facebook page. Actually, there's a new trailer for Pharisee coming out this Friday. It's going to be out. We're going to release it this Friday. So that'll be out. I'll give you like a little touch on, you know, what to expect. It's just a crazy little rock and roll trailer for that movie. Let's see. You can find all that on there. You could, like all the Priscilla stuff, you could download, obviously, from iTunes. You go to my record company, FNA Records, if you want to order CDs or whatever. Or you could do the old-fashioned route that everyone else does is pirate download the stuff. It's all out there. You know what I mean? So just grab it. Get it one way or another. If you want to listen to it, listen to it, man. I'm not biased to that. Tickets for this weekend for Saturday's show, you go on www.atlascinemas.net. and go on the February 11th date. And if you want, you can order tickets like now for the Saturday premiere. So those are out there now. And, you know, if you feel it's going to sell out or whatever, you know, if you're like that, you know.
That's awesome. But, Brad, yeah. Thank you so much for coming
in.
I'm really excited
thank
for you.
You guys. It's great to be here, man.
And we're going to play another song. What are we playing here?
We're playing one more Priscilla track. Here's Eight Lives Gone on Neo Rocks.